KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ratepayers in Maritzburg have criticised Umsunduzi Municipality for establishing another war room to improve service delivery. On Monday, Mayor Mzimkulu Tebola launched the headquarters in the CBD on Church Street. Anthony Waldhausen is the chairperson of the Umsunduzi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics. He says he remains sceptical as already existing war rooms in several wards have become dysfunctional.
If we had a functional waste management system, we wouldn't have need to have a war room, as well as we need to actually ensure that a proper waste management is implemented by the municipality. And we find that with our experience with all the residents engaging with the war rooms in the different wards, we find that they're completely dysfunctional.
The KZN Public Works MEC has admitted the fight against construction mafias is far from over. Martin Meyer says extortion gangs are just one of the many challenges the department faces in its efforts to restore buildings in the province. Speaking during a briefing yesterday, he said police and the NPA are taking stronger action against criminals.
If a site manager phones SAPS, they come. They act, they arrest. NPA lays charges. And I think that's because a lot of noise is now being made nationally, so the police is now, you know, answering up to that. But the second part of that, that I think is very encouraging, is that local communities and legitimate business forums now feels encouraged by the action taken by government, and they now feel, but they can also now stand up and take ownership of what's happening in their community.
And matric pupils have until the end of next month to apply for late admissions through the Central Applications Office. The Central Applications Clearinghouse has revealed around 50,000 students have registered on the system in the past 2 days. CASH offers an opportunity to students who've not yet been granted a place to study to apply at a post-school higher education institution. Speaking in Durban yesterday, CEO George van der Ross says they've been inundated with phone calls from students looking for placements.
The 3,504 is the actual number of learners who are on the website now signing up for the CASH. 6,419 learners signing up for CAO. The majority of sign-ups are from South Africa, but you can see that the Netherlands, as well as the United States, and Indonesia, so there are learners from all over the world signing up for CASH.
Your top story, ratepayers in Maritzburg have criticised Umsunduzi Municipality for establishing another war room to improve service delivery. They claim already existing war rooms in several wards have become dysfunctional. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.